Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Bill Owens, it's a congressional election year. It's an off-year election. And Congress has gotten very low marks for you not getting anything done. So what's left to be done that you'd like to see?
Well, I think that there's any number of things that I'd like to see done, one of which we talked about earlier, and that is the issue of immigration reform. I think that that's something that's very appropriate, should get done. We clearly need to get through the appropriations process, which we are doing now.
Before we leave immigration, I just wanted to ask you a question. The Speaker clearly thinks something should be done, but he's got the conservative problems of his own in the Republican Party, yes?
Absolutely. And as a result, I would be very surprised if any significant comprehensive legislation moved forward. You might see a piece or two that moves forward. The issue there is if those bills do move forward incrementally, then they would have to go to the Senate. And the question is, would the Senate want to conference its bill with those, or would it accept the individual pieces? I suspect it would not.
And why not? Because it's political? Because right now Hispanics in this country are overwhelmingly in the Democratic camp, and if you let them show, the Republicans show, any piece of progress, any small part of it, basically you're letting them off the hook?
Well, actually, I don't think that that's the case. I don't perceive that our Hispanic neighbors would view it that way. I think they would see it for what it was, which was a political gambit. I think that the vast majority of people that I speak to in any event view the Senate bill as the place we should start our negotiations from. And I think that that actually is reflected in the polling as well.
But
a relatively small minority of people who are completely opposed to the Senate bill. Most people believe it is a reasonable starting point for negotiations.
So from a political standpoint, you're telling me that even if the Republicans manage to get some little piece through on immigration reform, that the vast Hispanic vote that is going Democratic will stay Democratic?
That's what I believe, yes.
Interesting. Okay, so I cut you off and you were saying that one thing you wanted to do was immigration and another thing you wanted to do was the appropriations process.
Yes. Clearly, from my perspective, the appropriations process is obviously very important because that's how we fund the government. We reached a deal last year which essentially set the top limits that can be spent, and therefore the appropriations bills all need to fit into that top limit. And I think that's moving along. I suspect we'll get through half a dozen of the appropriations bills, and then there will be an omnibus bill for the remainder of the appropriations process.
How does that work? How does that omnibus thing work? In other words, you get through some, but then you say, okay, the omnibus is just, let's keep it moving forward.
In essence, the omnibus just wraps everything that's not been accomplished by the Appropriations Committee into a single bill and advances it as a single piece of legislation. What that most likely means is there is very little change in funding from fiscal year 14 to fiscal year 15. I think we're largely going to see a mirror set of appropriations bills. So from that perspective, it gives some stability, but it also doesn't give much room for, if you will, a reallocation based upon priorities.
Well, does the House leadership, in this case the Republicans, do they care that their reputation is lower and their polling is lower than a hound's belly?
It does not appear that that's of concern. You know, unfortunately, we're in a situation where people respond to things with their ideological conclusion as opposed to a factual analysis. And that's very dangerous in any situation.
I wanted to switch the subjects, if I may, to the Keystone XL pipeline. What do you make of it?
Well, I have some difficulty understanding why we haven't seen action on it. That I always find very troubling. Whatever the president's conclusion is going to be, I think he should reach it. And make a decision and then allow people to move forward from there in whatever direction that takes us. From my perspective, I happen to be in support of the Keystone Pipeline. Again, from my perspective, I think the accidents we're seeing as a result of the movement of oil by rail car only enhances the need for us to move forward with the pipeline, because it, on balance, is safer. And I want to make this point because I think it's critical. There is no process that we can go through that's absolutely safe, irrespective of what anyone says. There isn't a process. But we also can't do without oil, and we're going to either import it from the Middle East or we're going to import it from Canada. If we don't import it from Canada, that oil is going to go to Southeast Asia in any event. It will just go across Canada and out. So I think it's very important that people understand the facts. Do I think we should keep pushing hard to find cleaner and more renewable energy sources? Absolutely. But that's not something that's going to happen in the next 5, 10, or 25 years. So we have to be practical about this, because we have an economy to maintain, because people need to work. They need to be able to buy food. This is a complex, not easily resolved problem, but we have to apply logic to it.
Okay, so does that include fracking in the same line of argumentation?
In my view, it does. Again, I don't think you can't guarantee safety, but we should have total transparency about what's going into the ground. I think that's critically important that people know that, so you can evaluate whether or not there has been contamination and what the source was. My hope is that we can do it in a way that makes it as safe as reasonably possible. But again, this becomes not only an economic but a national security issue. The more energy independent we can be, the greater flexibility it gives us in our international relationships.
Bill Owens, the President of the United States is for it. You're for it. Large part of the Democratic Party is for it. How do you explain the incredible concern that has been raised by some very good people in New York about fracking?
Well, I think those folks have legitimate concerns. I do not dismiss those as inappropriate. I do think what we need to do is make sure that we go back and we establish standards that provide for the maximum degree of safety in this process that we can, the absolute maximum. But I think we need to move forward with it. And I think that everyone will have to compromise in this process, whether it's the people who are opposed to it, whether it's the people in support of it, whether it's the people who will do the drilling, who are opposed to disclosing what's in the mix that they're putting in the ground. Well, that gives them a choice. If I say you can move forward with fracking, but you have to tell us what you're putting in the ground, and they choose not to do that, well, then that's a choice that business is making.
Bill Owens, I love talking to you, and I'm going to miss you when you're gone.
Thank you, Alan.
And we're going to rely on you to come back every once in a while and tell us what you're seeing and thinking, and that will give you an even more important position as far as I'm concerned. So we'll be back tomorrow with some more.
Okay, thanks, Alan.